นั้นเดี๋ยวนี้ซื้อมาที่ร้านดีกว่าที่นวัด goes out of Vrindavan like Vrijendanandan Krishna and her manifestation in Nandagaon when Krishna goes to Mathura that she called the yogin. Though one thing, but by some instinct mood, inner bhoos, these changes have been told. For devotees who want to know all these things, very high things these are. So I have told about the yogini, how she was spending so much separation for Krishna. Really she was spending. If you know that Radhika is always in Vrindavan and meeting with Krishna, then sadhak cannot feel separation. And for sadhak, it is most essential to feel separation. Here separation is bhakti. Sadhan bhakti, bhav bhakti and prema. If you are not feeling separation for your Gurudev, for devotees, especially for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda, and not feeling separation for conjugal, for Vrindavan, then your bhajan sadhana is useless. If your child, you miss your child anywhere for a day and you are searching him but you cannot find him, then what will be? Will you feel some separation for that boy? Can you take something? Can you take sleep in night if he is missing? If you are feeling separation for your children, your husband, your wife, or but not feeling separation for conjugal, Gurudev, Gaur Nityananda Prabhu, for Vrindavan, then I think our bhajan is so much like zero. For this relationship, initiation is given to fill some separation. I think that if I have $100 here in your pocket, but by miss, you missed it here and there, and you wanted to buy anything from any shop, and you saw your in your pocket. Oh. Where? Yeah. What is it? Where it has gone? Have I left there or there or there? And you become so worried and restless. But you are not being restless for your bhajan. If you are non-chanting properly and you are not feeling these things, what is this bhajan? You are not doing bhajan and you still, doing haha hoohi, checking. No, or if there is no this bits here, no, you have lost your bag for 20 days and you are doing easily your everything, your all job. What is this bhajan? And now it is becoming like a fashion to keep here this bag. And hand will go automatically, but tongue will not do anything. But not harina, no remembering. Only practice that fingers will run after this bag. This is not. It should not be any outwardly. So you should judge yourself in your heart, getting your hands here. Am I right? I am practicing right in a proper way or no? What is the fruit? My heart is melting or no? Tears are coming in my eyes for Krishna name when I chant. Oh, where is Krishna? When I will meet Krishna? When I will serve? Oh, Gurudev, be merciful to me. Oh, Giriraj Govardhan, we have heard that you are very merciful. Oh, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Prabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, you are ocean of mercy. Why you are not showering your mercy on me? I have heard that you have showered your mercy to Jagai, Madhai. They did not want it even, and forcibly we give you it. And why not me, to me? Then weep, but no weeping, no tears. So these are the process of doing bhajan. So you should try to do like that. So today I am going to tell something about Sanyogini Radha. If Radha is always, Srimati Radhika, Vishwanandani is always in Vrindavan, and Diyogini Radha is also in Vrindavan, not going out of Vrindavan, who went to Kurukshetra? Who went? Then Sanyogini Radha went there. How? We are giving a glimpse of this, an outline of this. Once in Dwapar, in the end of Dwapar Yuga, about 5,000 years before, Krishna has gone to Dwarka. He has married with 16,108 wives. Rukmini, Shatabhama, and all others, Kalindi, and all others. Oh, very beautiful. At that time, in whole world they were. In whole world, but don't conclude Vrindavan, because Radha, Srimati Radhika, and Lalita Vishakha were there. They were more beautiful. So, Krishna was there. And he was so unhappy. When he used to see sometimes Rukmini in the night on her bed, and he used to pull the veil of Rukmini, oh Radhe, oh Radhe, I cannot live without you. And weeping so whole night, even if he was on the way of Rukmini. And Rukmini, without any word, seeing all these things, his pillow began to wave with so much tears, bathing even. So Krishna thought that I should meet anywhere with Gopi, that Radha and all others, my father and mother. Till so many years since I have not been to Vrindavan. But I cannot go to Vrindavan. There are some reasons. If I am going there, then I am disturbing them. There will be more feeling separation. They will remember more. If there is any cut. But if you give some lemon or salt, then what it will be? More pain. So Krishna is going there, then it means that Krishna is giving salt or lemon on that cutting. So it becomes renewed. So he cannot, don't want to disturb them. let them happy anyhow. Because I am in Dwarka and they are thinking, seeing Tamal tree. Oh, he is Krishna. Here is Krishna. Krishna has gone to cow herding and now he has returned, and they began to embrace that tree, thinking Krishna is, he is Krishna. And sometimes laughing, joking and decorating themselves. So Krishna is thinking, let them somewhat happy. And if I will go there, oh, they will weep and weep and weep. They will come in sense, perhaps, and then they will weep. So I should not go to Vrindavan, but I went to meet them. There was when he was there in Dwarka, at the age of perhaps 80, but Krishna was even that of 16 years old. Not like us. His body was transcendental. So he looks like always like 16 years. Very tiny age. At that time, there was a full sun, solar eclipse. And at that time, Kurukshetra was very sacred place in whole India. Very sacred place. Because there, Brahma has done thousands of, lakhs of austerities there. Especially who did? Parashuram. After killing 21 times whole Kshatriyas in whole world, and his Parsa means axe was always wetted with new blood, and he came there and he had very big authorities there, very hard. So this place is very sacred. Also Prithu Maharaj, when the earth was not fertile, everywhere hills, some water here and there, then he made it very flat and fertile land. And he did so many studies. So all Indian persons, religious persons, they assembled there, lakhs and lakhs, 1 crore, more than crores, all over India. Especially Bhisham Pitama and his whole family from Hastinapur, Arjun, Bhim, Nakul, Sahadev, Yudhishthir, Draupadi, Kunti, all there. Especially these sages, Rishi Muni, like Narad, Vyas, Kavi, Havi, Antariksha, Prabuddha, Pippalayan, also Vishwamitra, Vasishtha, Atri. So many. About more than 1 lakh of these saints, sadhus, were also assembled there. Krishna came from Dwarka with his whole family, keeping old one and their army leader there in Dwarka, with his sons and all wives, all decorated. They came to take bath in Kurukshetra and to give donation to Brahmins and others. Because at that sacred time, if anyone donating, then it is very sacred. So we still, Indian religious, they take bath 3 times and end the last day. Give so much donation of lakhs and lakhs cows, so much gold, silver, so much cloth, garments, and other things. At that time, they were not engaged only to with their family only to maintain their family. they used to be so much punished for their other past activities and for future activities. So all there. All the kings of whole India, or we may call that India was not as it is today. Caspian, the place of Kashyap Rishi, Mangal Rishi, Mongolia, Australia, Parth, and so many, Indonesia, Mini Asia. So, Bali, all were in India at that time. So it was very large country, like a country. And all whole world were connected to each other. All were influenced by Vedic culture at that time. So all were assembled there. Nanda Maharaj knew by any messenger that my son has come to Kurukshetra. So he declared that we should go there. Only some old persons and some persons, they should be here to watch and look after to God, Vrindavan, Braja, Gokul, Nandagaon. And they should all go by carts there. And they use their carts there. That all were assembled in the council of Krishna there, Vasudeva Maharaj, Bhisham Pitama, all the devil or Narad, Vyas, all rishis were there. And there were glorifying Krishna and Baldev. And Baldev and Krishna touching the feet of all the rishis. Bhisham Pitama, Kunti Devi, because Kunti Devi was what? Aunt. So Krishna giving proper respect to all. And they were all giving their heartly blessings to Krishna. On the day of that eclipse, on the time, on full Surya Grahan, all took bath. First time when it touched, the shadow touched. And when it was in middle, and when it was to end, three times, and giving so much donation, all. After that, they were happily sitting, and all the rishis were glorifying Krishna and Baldev. Especially, Kunti came to Vasudeva Maharaj, and she was weeping, "My dear brother, you forget me? My sons were poisoned. And Draupadi was being naked by Duryodhana and all that. They were driven from their kingdom. Whole kingdom was taken by Duryodhana. And they were wandering here and there in forest. And you could not remember us. He was poisoned also. And he was about to die. But you never remembered me, brother. I would have been happy that if you have sent Krishna and Baldev to me to console me." And she began to weep loudly. Vasudeva told, "My dear sister, don't weep. Don't weep." And he washed her. "Yes, you should remember that at that time I was and my wife was in jail, bended with chain, and always Kansa was rebuking us, and he wanted to murder us at that time. My all sons were put to death." "So what I could have done? You should also think for me. Oh, these are times. We should try to tolerate it. Now we are fortunate to meet here. Try to forget all these things. And when a day is like come like this, we should try to tolerate. And we should take shelter in the lotus feet of this very Krishna. He is so powerful. And Baldev. In the meantime, Bhisham Pitama or while there, Krishna and Baldev, he heard something. That Nanda Baba with Yashoda, all Brijvasi, they are coming on full of cars. When he heard this, he began to weep loud. Mother, mother, mother. And he ran towards Krishna and Balaram, ran towards Nanda Baba and Yashoda. When he reached to Nanda Baba and Yashoda, court was stopped, block court, and they get down from the court. Then Krishna at once went in the lap of Yashoda, Maya, and Baldev in the lap of Nanda Baba. And they were all waiting. All the Brijvasis were there, also waiting bitterly. You can know that if your son or daughter coming from after so many days, 1 year, 2 years, then tears will come. And if tears are not coming, then you are not real father, mother. So all were waiting there. See, by doing my dear son, Kana, Kana, Kana. And Krishna was weeping, Madhar, Madhar, Madhar. All were weeping. At once Rohimaya and Devaki reached there, Vasudeva reached there, and they saw that Krishna has forgot everything and only weeping. In the taking his mouth covered with the bell of Yashoda. And so much milk was coming automatically for the breast of Yashoda. And tears automatically, as a current of Yamuna or Ganges. And loudly weeping, weeping. Devaki told in his mind, oh, Krishna has forgot that Krishna is my son. And thinking Yashoda this, that she is my mother, and crying bitterly. And Yashoda also. She does not know that Krishna is my son. Or thinking Krishna, that he is her son. And she is weeping. So he thought that I should tell this fact, real fact, that Krishna is my son. So Krishna must know and Yashoda. So he told, oh sister Yashoda, you are so fortunate. My son is so fortunate. My son is so fortunate. In our bad days, I sent my son to you and you nursed, nourished, supported and protected and saved this my boy. Thinking like your son, you gave milk to him. And from there, he is thinking that you are his mother. And he is thinking that she is my mother. And she is thinking that he is my son. So, I am so much indebted to you that like people of oil. You have saved always like high cliffs, high leaves. Always you have saved. In the meantime, Aruni Maya thought that she is disturbing. She wants that I should declare that I am mother, he is my son. But real fact she does not know. So I told sister, we should go to see Kunti Maya, Draupadi, Pandavas, and so many relatives are here. We should go there and to prepare something to give them for eating. So we should go and manage there. And strictly she took out Devaki from there. And then Vasudev Maharaj also. Then Krishna met with his father, mother and all Vrijavas. But the gopis were standing some far away. Because where there is Baldev, where is mother Yashoda and Nanda Baba and other Vrijavas, the gopi cannot meet. So if a man taking some burden over his head, coming far away, and as nearer he is coming to his destination, oh, this burden becomes more and more heavy. And when he reaches near, very near, oh, he cannot take, cannot solve this. And when his home came, oh, he will solve that burden. So gopis, taking the burden that when we will meet with Krishna, they are coming from Vrindavan. And this burden was becoming more and more heavy. And when they reached and saw Krishna, it became so, they wanted to meet at once, otherwise this soul will go away. And when Yashoda and Nanda Baba were there meeting with Krishna, they cannot tell. And they were about to die. Yashoda marked this. She saw it in television. So she marked. And at once told Nanda Baba, he said, we should go. And took the hands of Baldev. And we should go to meet Vasudev, Devaki and others. And by skill she went from there. And then gopis were there. Began. How they? It has been told here in Srimad Bhagavatam, Gopyascha Krishnam Upalabdha Chirat Atishtam Yat Prekshano Visheshu Pakshakritam Sapanti Drigvi Hidakritam Malam Parirabdha Sarva Taubhav Mapu Nitya Jujam Dudam Yachirat Atishtam Yat Prekshane Prekshano Visheshu Pakshakritam Sapanti Drigvi hridi ki tamri ta tar chakrishmo palabdha chirat abhishtam. Krishna is their abhishta, their object of love. They cannot be separated. But for so many years they have not met with Krishna. Now upalabdha, here Krishna. At once Krishna embraced him. Krishna became laps and laps as gopi were there in a moment, and he embraced all. And all gopis thinking that Krishna is embracing us. And seeing Krishna, yat prekshane visheshu pakshakritam sapanti. Brahma is not a good creator. He has not given lakhs and lakhs eyes so that we can see it. And if he has given only two, but eyelids, always coming down. Anyhow, we can tolerate it, but why tears coming? Always yes, so we cannot tolerate. If you have Brahma, then he would have created Brahma with lakhs and lakhs innumerable from feet to top to bottom. Everywhere. In back also, lakhs eyes, here, in feet, in mouth, everywhere so many. No tear. Nothing. Then food has been satisfied. Sukadeva Goswami is telling
that
Drigadhi Kritam Kriti Alam Parirabdha Sarva. Gopis took Krishna as a whole body, so the way of eyes, they took in heart and embraced so much that Nitya Jijan Durapan, Rukmani Satbhamamnit, daily meeting with Krishna, and so many yogis always remember Krishna in their hearts. But they were not like gopis. They also want that we should meet Krishna like gopis. Krishna meeting with Rukmani and Satbhama, I told before, meeting with them, but always remembering gopis, gopis. When meeting with Rohini and Devaki, oh, remembering Maya, Yashoda, Maya, Yashoda, waiting always. They know that Krishna is not satisfied here, and he not never left here. He is totally, fully in. So, he is telling like this, Sukadeva Goswami here. After that, what he said? Krishna told, I am Lord. I am Pita. I am guilty. I am offender in your lotus feet. मैं बहुत ही अकृतज्ञ हूँ. I am so much unjust. You left your home. You left your husband, father, mother, everything for me. But I am so ungrateful. I left you, and I married so many wives. Now I have so many children, and I have forgot you. Do you think this? But even you have come to meet me. So what can I do? I cannot do this. What you want? But you should know, mai bhaktirihi bhutanam amatvaya kalpate yadasmit sneho bhauti nang madapanah mai bhaktirihi bhutanam amritvaya kalpate. I know that my bhakti, my devotion, my practicing bhakti, bhutanam amritvaya kalpate, for all jivas, it is like Amrita, nectar. Not this nectar. You know this nectar? Anyone can taste it and be like Indra. But lust will not go. Anger will not go. Ignorance will not go. Pride will not go. By taking that, it will increase more. So Indra always did so many things like this. He went to wife of Gautam, you know, he did so many bad activities. But this, there is also one nectar, what? Mukshamrita, liberation. But liberation of so many times, they cannot give happiness to Jiva. Never. If you are immersed in Krishna or Brahma, this is liberation. But this is like a coffee shop, corn. Better to be a stone, not to have that emergency. Never. And if you are having four kinds of liberation, what? Chalukya, Sarukya, Sasti, Samitya. It is also not true. There is something own happiness. That is also not. So any bhakt does not want to take it. They want to serve him, Krishna in Vrindavan, only they want. So it is like more nectar, my bhakti. If he is sadhak, doing bhakti of Radha Krishna conjugal, and he is in this world, even he is not liberated, but he is more superior than those who are liberated. Amen. So he tells, but you have what? But you have sneha, not only bhakti. Bhakti, sraddha, nishtha, ruchi, asakti, bhav, then prem, sneha. Oh, you have that sneha, so hard. So, if anyone, any devotees has a sneha like this, anurag like this, love and affection, reaching in the stage of sneha, oh, I will be attracted and I must come there. So you have. So I must come to Vrindavan with you. Indication was that. That you should, must have me. So, aham hi sarvabhutanam. So, I am not far away from you. Always with you. I am in the heart of you always. So don't think that I am far away. I am always with you. So like a Brahma Gyan he wanted to give for consolating them. Like air and water for is everyone different. It cannot be separated. Sun cannot be separated. Heat cannot be separated from sun. Light cannot be separated. So heat cannot be separated from fire. So I cannot be separated with you, but you are not. So you should try to meditate. Seeing this, adhyatma sikhya gopya eva krishnena sikhita tado smaran dhvasta jiva koso jiva koso dhvasta. But Mayavadi makes explanation like this. There is a mixed in Brahma. There was now no jiva separate. Jiva kosta dhvasta. Dhvasta means that was this one. But this meaning is wrong. Here, jiva kosta means when gopi heard from Krishna Dev. They became angry, very angry. Why you are calling like this? It means that you don't want to come to Vrindavan and not to be with us. So they left this course, jiva course means, but this asa, hope, that Krishna will come. And so began to cry and and they told after if their jiva kosh was liberated like Mayabadi and they had mixed and there was no jiva, then how they can talk with Krishna afterwards with angry? They told like this, ahushyate nanil nab padaravinda yogai sarishwarai achinta vichinta maga agadha bodhai संसार को पत्तो तरणावलंबम गेहम जुसामे मनस्य उद्यास क्या कहें. ओ योर लाइट सन अवर गुरु एंड दिस योर टीचिंग इज लाइक वेरी डीप हॉट ओ यू आर लाइक गुरु आई वी डोंट लाइक यू फ्रॉम बिगिनिंग फ्रॉम आवर बर्थ. We are playing with you. You are playing with us. And want to forget you. Always if you can forget us, why we cannot forget you? But this is the. So, we can. We want that we should forget. But as we want more and more your remembrance. We don't want to go to Panghat. Panghat, you know? Panghat, the bank of Yamuna, where Krishna playing with gopis. So Krishna, We want to go there. Why? Because we have done pan. Pan means how? That we should go to Krishna because we have promised like this that we will go to meet you. This is pan. So where pan ghat, where there is water, and gopis go to there. In any well or Jamuna. Left and left gopis getting their water power. Why they go? Because they have promised to Krishna that we will meet. And if you are not going then, our promise is held. So this pan, pratigya, bhav. So gopis taking water power and they go to Jamuna river, where Krishna is there, waiting for them. And in the meantime, when they were reached there, and they were taking their water in Jamuna, and watching and looking for Krishna here and there. Then in the meantime, Krishna played on his very sweet flute. And when flute, the sound came, it was expired. Those who had taken water, they took on their heads. Those who had not taken water, empty pot they took, and they went to Krishna. This is Panchak. And there Krishna is doing a rar with this gopis. What is rar? What is rar? Oh, love, quarreling. What is prema kala? Oh, Krishna taking their vessel, empty all, fill this water. And Krishna doing like they are twisting there. Oh, why you have to go? And this. Very pleasing, very pleasing. That is why gopis go here. All they began to remember all the past time. And began to weep all gopis. Oh. You are telling us to meditate. We don't want to meditate. We don't want to remember. But if your remembrance comes, you come always in our heart. We cannot forget. We want. We pray to Lord that we should forget Krishna forever. But we cannot. So, sansar kuppatito saranavalambam. It may be for the yogi. They want to remember the feet of Krishna here in their heart. And for lakhs and lakhs years they cannot take Krishna feet here. And we want to take it out, but not going and in yogi's heart not coming. This is so wonderful thing. And so many yogis, they are practicing Krishna name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, or anything. And they want that Krishna should come in our heart, so that they may come out of this well of world. Well of endless chain of birth and death, suffering and sorrow. But that Krishna never comes, and we want to take Krishna him out of our heart. Oh, alas, we cannot do this. But we cannot. And you are telling, you are teaching us to meditate. You should go to all other persons and tell them to meditate. Don't come to us and tell us and teach us to meditate. We don't want to meditate. Then he is asking. So, who is telling Srimati Radhika? Who Radhika? Sanjogi. For how many days? They met only one day there. And after that, they drug forcibly Krishna in their mind. Mano Ratha. Ratna? What was that chariot? Heart. Because gopi's heart and mind is same. But our heart and mind are not same. Aner hridaye man. More man. Mane bane ek karyani. Taha tumar patpanna karo udaye. Our mind and heart. Who is telling gopi's heart? But your heart our hearts and mind are not same. So many things. But your heart, our hearts and mind are not same. So many things. Our heart wants to serve Krishna, but mind always engaged that if our mind and heart is same, then you want to come that you should meditate. Oh, then my mind is our heart is Vrindavan. So if you are coming to Vrindavan, then really you are coming to our meditation. So please come and force everybody to on their heart chariot. And the bringing Krishna to Vrindavan. This is chariot festival. If anyone doing chariot festival, eating, drinking, marrying, and all loudly doing Hare Krishna, and Mridanga, and dancing so much, but not this mood is coming, then no fruit of all this festival. So the leader of that should be of this mood. And if the leaders are not in this mood, then whole chariot festival is like zero. Like zero. And if one Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is there, he will change the whole situation of Rath Yatra of Puri. Before it was not like this, but when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went with his devotees, like Sarup Damodara, Ramananda, Nityananda Prabhu and Gadadhar Pandit, all, then it changed, was totally changed. And this Braj mood came. So, I am here in India, they are going so many Rath Yatra. If I want to plan